Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes y'all feel like y'all don't know why we do what we do, but it's the reason why we do it. We love God. This ain't fake. It's real. Ow!
You might not understand.
Victory.
It's in our hands, and don't judge the way we
dance. Cause this is how we
roll, man. Know our God.
Tonight, and if you're probably wondering, where in the heck is Carla B? Well, you already know that the Ultimate Diva is always on the move, so I guess y'all would have to enjoy me instead. Now, for all you entrepreneurs out there that haven't done so already, make sure you create your own Entrepreneurs on the Move space at eotmspace.com. And if you feel the need to connect with the queens, you can always see what the queens are up to 24/7 at queensofinternetradio.com. Now, as always, EOTM strive to encourage, empower, and enlighten minds while increasing networks. Why? Because we understand it increases your net worth. Okay, y'all, we have a great show for you guys tonight. with a special guest, and I'm pretty sure you guys have heard of or seen this 23-year-old writer, producer, and arranger on one of the most popular shows with P. Diddy on Making the Band Cool. And on the first season, he was the top 10 finalist. With Up To Date, this talented young man has sold over 7,000 copies of his EP entitled The Compilation. So I want to welcome Walt Anderson to EOTM. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing great.
All
and
right.
You know what? I know that I just touched a few things about you. For those who haven't heard of you, can you just embrace them with a little bit more about you and how you got started?
All right. Well, like you said, my name is Walt Anderson. I'm a former member of MTV's P. Diddy's Making the Band Too. I was on the entire first season of the very first show that he did. It was with E-Ness, Chopper, Mysterious, just to name a few people. That was the show I was on. And basically, I'm a, you know, I started off, actually started off rapping. And, you know, I heard some of the auditions that were coming up for the show. And I did some of the auditions, and I actually decided at the door to start singing because I did do a little bit of singing at the time. So I had my keyboard and everything and went there, started singing for the people, and then I ended up making it. So went through a couple of series of more auditions and ended up making it on the show. And from there, I've just been still on my grind. I didn't make the actual band, but I've still been doing a lot of things. The Lord opened up a lot of doors for me through that, and I've been writing songs and performing and traveling ever since. So it's really opened a lot of doors for me again on that show. And now I'm just trying to make a name for myself and just, you know, do my thing and just let everybody know who Walt Anderson is.
And you know what, Walt, I have heard your song, Hush, and I think it's a very wonderful song as well. I've seen the video, and it, like, literally cracks me up because it's like you are so young and so talented at the same time. It's like, wow. For our listeners out there, you guys can definitely call in at 718-664-6543 if you have any questions for Walt. Okay, Walt, I know that you've worked with a lot of celebrities, right? But who you've enjoyed working with the most and why?
Wow, that's a good question. I would say on the show, on the, as far as performing wise, I have done a few shows with John Legend, and that was opening up, this, you know, for him at his shows. I enjoyed that. I guess I would say the most because we kind of have like the same lane almost. You know, like he plays the keyboard or the piano, I play the piano, he writes songs, I write songs as well. You know, we both have, a lot of people say we have a lot of the same tones, and sometimes they say that with our songs. So I really enjoy, you know, him, just for the simple fact that he's musical, and I consider myself musical too, as far as production and playing the keys. So, like, we kind of have, like, the same lane in that aspect. And I enjoy people who are musical like that. So I really get inspired from people like that.
I love that. I love that. Okay, now, I am pretty sure that our listeners are probably asking themselves this particular question right here. But honestly, was P. Diddy everything you expected him to be?
Yeah, he was everything and more. You know, a lot of you get the TV version. A lot of people get the TV version of him, and that is him. But you know, they don't get the other side too. Like he is, you know, he comes off like maybe a little arrogant on TV, which he kind of can be sometimes. But he definitely he has another side to him, and the side that I really liked was
what's the side of him? I'm saying, like, is he? Like, because from my understanding, P. Diddy seems real arrogant and so stuck on himself and, like,
yeah. Yeah.
And so sometimes he will literally, like, kind of disrespect you, like, in a sense, I would say.
Right. Right. And the thing is, one thing you got to understand is, like, with the TV and the reality shows, all that is to bring in ratings, you know what I mean, and get people to watch. Not saying that he's not like that, but if cameras weren't on, it wouldn't be so much like that. Like, it's more like just to get people to watch. Like, he's not making his other artists that aren't on TV run and get him some cheesecake, you know what I'm saying? Like, dissing him in front of the TV is like, he is hard on him, but he's not making him go through boot camp and making him, like I said, get cheesecake and do all this stuff for him. But at the same time, he does, you know, put a, you know, a lot of expectation on his artists. So I respect that part of him, and I understand the whole TV thing. So that's one thing that people also have to realize is you got to understand why you're watching what you're watching, because it's really for ratings. A lot of the stuff that you've seen happen on TV was because of ratings, like the fights and, you know, just like the confrontations amongst people. That was all just, you know, something nice to put, hype to put on TV to get people to watch. There was like a whole bunch of things that you guys didn't get to see that, you know, just didn't get aired because it wasn't good enough to air. So there's another side, but that side that you guys see him on TV, that's just like the TV side. But he definitely has a, you know, another softer side, and, you know, he does care about his artists, he does care about people, and I just like him as a businessman. That's the one thing that I really got from him.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. Like, you really have to sit back and respect P. Diddy, because he has been through it all. I mean, he is those icons. Like, you really have to follow, maybe like Tupac or Biggie type.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, what was the hardest challenge that you faced on the show?
The hardest challenge. I would say the hardest challenge for me would have been trying to, you know, trying to figure out what was going on during the show. Like, you know, this was his first time doing it. And, you know, I'm just there doing me. And I would, you know, I was trying to see how I could fit in. You know what I'm saying? And I was on the show just being me. And at the end of the day, that's ended up what I ended up doing anyway, was just being me. And if you know, if you watch the show, you notice I didn't really get into too much confrontation. I didn't get in no fights. I was laid back. I was, you know, on the side a lot. So I just ended up being me. But the hardest part was trying to figure out, okay, what does he want? You know what I mean? What does he want out of me? What does he want? What can I do to make this group or make this band? And, you know, at the end of the day, all I could do was be me. And he ended up, you know, telling me later that he see me at more as a solo artist anyway, instead of meshing me within a group. So, you know, I respect that, and I respect that answer. And you know, that's what I got from that was, at the end of the day, you just got to be yourself. No matter what show you go on or what you do, just be yourself and have the people, you know, like you for who you are.
I love the way you just said that, because that is so true. And, you know, like, a lot of people who are on TV, it's like they're trying to be somebody that they're not, and the whole world can see right through them. And, and it's like some of the reasons why, some of the reasons why that they don't get picked in the first place is because these professional artists can actually see right through them, and they know, like, automatically, like, you are not going to make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to make it at all.
Right.
Okay, I really do enjoy speaking with you, Walt, because you are saying some really real stuff right now. Okay, but our callers, you guys, once again, can definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543 if you have any other questions for Walt Anderson. Right now, I want to go ahead and take a quick break, and we will be right back with Walt Anderson. So y'all hold tight, all right?
Yeah.
All the Sunday shit to all of you, them who out there in the office say nice things to them girls. Treat y'all like diamonds and pearls. Dedicate to all the girls around the world. This is
here when I'm shaggy with a company and stand with your man. Flip this one for your musical date.
Together, you know, different styles. You know, he had E-Ness, you know, hood rapper, and he had Chopper, down south rapper. Freddie, he was like another south rapper. Sarah, the singer, Babs from New York. So he had like a lot of different elements in our group. So maybe, you know, the only melodic person, the other melodic male of the group would have been Dylon, because, you know, how he kind of sing raps, you know, people from where he's from do that type of melodic type of style of rap. So, you know, that might have been the competition. But I wasn't really looking at anything like competition. I was just trying to, like I said, do me and see how I would fit in. Yeah, exactly. It was just a fun experience, and, you know, got a lot out of it. So I just enjoyed just being there. I wasn't even trying to compete with anybody.
Okay, so did you really expect to be like the top 10 finalist? Like how was you feeling? What was your expression when you found out that you was like the top 10?
Honestly, I was shocked. It was really unexpected, because, like I said, when I first tried out, I was a rapper. The only singing that I've really done was on, like, hooks and things to the raps that I made. So it wasn't really, like, you know, I wasn't really experienced at singing so much. And when I went to the audition, I ended up singing.
You know about that? Because you do sound like you was.
Well, now, you know, I've even think I've matured since then a lot. So, like, even now, you know, I do consider myself an experienced singer. But at the time when I tried out, I really wasn't. And you know, I went into the audition and did an original song, and I was just amazed that, you know, I made it that far, because even to this day I don't consider myself a competition singer. And I tell people this all the time. You know, competition singers, like, you know, you put you know, like American Idol or whatever, you got the people with that's blowing, like, with the most range and, you know, climax in the song, crazy. And, like, I'm not that person, you know what I'm saying? I'm just me. You know what I mean? I just consider myself a all-around, you know, a musician. You know, I play, I sing, I write. You know, I believe that I deserve to be in the game, but I don't believe I'm a competition singer. Like, I can blow out anybody that steps up to the plate. Nah, I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to do me, and you're going to like what I do. Mm-hmm. But in a competition, I'm not expecting to win anything, so... When I went, I was just trying to get some experience, trying to get some people to just know who I was, you know, meeting a couple people, get a couple numbers, a couple contacts. I never expected to make it as far as I did.
And you know what? That most likely, that is how it always ends up, because it's like, mm-hmm. when you're not really expecting something, that's, mm-hmm. it's like that special something always comes around regardless.
Right.
I see that your manager is also on with us. I think I would love to speak with him as far as asking him what really drawn him closer to you and what really made him to like you and consider to take you in.
Okay. Well, my name is Angel Torres. I'm actually his road manager. But I've known Walt's family ever since they were since Walt was a kid. Me and his older brother went to high school together.
Okay.
So the way that me and Walt had linked up, I was a security guard at a high school, and him and his brother came in to come visit one day, and he was like, and I was shocked to see Little Walt, but he wasn't Little Walt anymore. And because that's how I knew him, as Little Walt. So they were telling me that he was on making a band and everything like that. And I told him, you know, if you ever need someone to watch your back, you know, give me a call. And he gave me like a full-fledged interview right there at the school.
Wow.
And ever since then, you know, we just clicked. You know, it's just something with me and Walt that, you know, he could say something and I could finish his sentence, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean? Like, we are really, like, you know, it's rare to find somebody that you could like as far as business, that they know exactly what you want when it comes
yeah.
to the music business and everything. So, you know, me and Walt, you know, we have a good bond with that. So,
definitely.
And you know what? That is what it's all about, bonding and connecting with others and just helping each other out to succeed. And, like, people who are really selfish in their own ways, for real, really don't make it too far.
Mm-hmm.
It's like because you have to have somebody backing you up and behind you, and not only
mm-hmm.
that, but like a team is just better than one.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The one thing that I wanted to say is, like, you know, the music business, it doesn't happen overnight. You know, it takes time. It takes a lot of time, a lot of work that comes into it, and I mean, we're a proven fact. Like, you know, it's been how many years since he's been on the show, and we're still pushing, trying to get, you know, his music out there and everything of that nature. So, you know, it's a work in progress.
That's
it's almost like playing chess. You got to put your pieces right, and then if your pieces are right, then, you know, you get the final prize, and with Walt is almost like a record label deal or something of that nature.
That sounds so juicy, what you just said. okay, now you're
talking about chess and everything else.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay,
yeah.
Now we have a couple of more minutes left. I have a few more questions for you, Walt. For those who are listening and who wants to be in your shoes, can you give them a little inspiration?
Yeah, definitely. I would say to those who are trying to make it in the game or whatever you're trying to do, actually, just to be true to yourself and be yourself. The one thing that I was taught early on was you got to be believable, and that just pretty much just means, you know, don't try to go out there and be somebody else. And you know what I'm saying? If you're doing something and you got your style that you're doing, and nobody likes it or seems like, you know what I mean, it's not catchy or whatever, but you believe in it, you know what I mean, and you're doing you, and you're really doing you and nobody else, then keep doing that and keep striving for what you believe in, because, you know, you got to believe in yourself first. And once you believe in yourself first, then you can get others to catch on to the vision that you have, to get others to believe in you. And you're never going to be believable if you're trying to be somebody else. So that would be the first thing that I would say, is to just do you. Just do you all the way 100%. And also, be realistic, you know what I mean, about what you can do. Like I like when you mentioned about having a team. You know, I've talked to a few people, and they just feel like they want to do everything by themselves, and it's just not going to happen.
Exactly.
Because you need a team behind you to help do things that you can't do, because you can't do everything. And I always like to call it, yeah, exactly. And I always like to call it a machine. Like, you need a machine behind you pushing you. You know, you just need to focus. If you want to be an artist, you need to focus on writing. You need to focus on being in the studio. You need to focus on recording and doing shows. Let the other team of people that can handle areas that you can't handle, like management, to take care of your paperwork, take care of your business adventures, and take care of, you know, pushing you as an artist, getting your music out there, getting it sold, or getting you on BET or whatever. You need a team of people. So don't turn down the help of other people. Don't always think that somebody's trying to get money off of you like a leech, because, yeah, they're trying to get some money, you know, that's natural. But at the same time, you need these people to help you. You need these people in your corner. And it's always good to get somebody, you know, that has your best interest in mind. And that's why I'm grateful to have the management that I have. Because even though, yeah, one day we see the big picture getting paid, you know, I realize that. But at the same time, they have my best interest in mind, so I don't mind working with them.
Hey, see, folks, you haven't heard it from the best, Walt Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely heard it. Well, you guys, I really do appreciate you guys for coming on. But it is time to leave, and I look forward to connecting with you guys. And For those who are listening, you guys can catch my show, Mixture Music of Art, every Thursday at 2 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. And for all you spoken word artists out there, make sure y'all call in and spit your piece. Good night, y'all. Have a good day.
All right. Peace. Yo.
Yo.
That's it.
Hold on, is that it?